Before they were called dangerous, pit bulls were called America's dog. 100 years ago, pit bulls weren't banned or feared. They were beloved. Families called them nanny dogs because they were trusted to watch over children. Posters in World War I used pit bulls as symbols of courage, loyalty, and strength. Celebrities owned them. Presidents owned them. They appeared in movies, newspapers, and even advertisements as the ultimate family pet. Sergeant Stubby, a pit bull, was the most decorated war dog in U.S. history. Petey from The Little Rascals? Pit bull. Even Helen Keller had a pit bull as her companion. So what happened? In the late 20th century, pit bulls became victims of human cruelty, bred, abused, and forced into dogfighting. The media picked up the fear, spreading myths that ignored the truth. Pit bulls were never the problem. People were. The same dogs once trusted with children, once used as national symbols, are now the most abandoned and banned dogs in America. If you think pit bulls deserve to be remembered for what they really are, loyal, brave, family dogs, comment, America's dog. Follow for more untold pit bull history and share this, because the world forgot, but together we can remind them.